Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So today we will be discussing holistic breast cancer awareness with our special guests. But before we get into that, I would love to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And for all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and classroom, which is the woman. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. Again, that is thequeendompost.blogspot.com. All right, today we do have a special poem that was put together by a brother named Israel. We've had him on the show, if you'd like to go check it out in the archives. We've had him on the show. He's a powerful poet, a powerful brother. So we put together this presentation, this breast cancer poem. This is dedicated to any sisters out there who have dealt or with breast cancer or have battled breast cancer. So here we go. It's called Beautiful by Israel the Poet.
She said she just wants to feel beautiful again. Confused and baffled, I said, Queen, what do you mean? And she said it all started with a lump. And my grandmother was ushered out by this same hill. I still hear the reverend praying over my chest, saying, Mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the midst of the sea. I used to ask God every day, why me? It was hard to be awake, get afraid of my dreams, or never waking up again. So I never sleep. So many hospital rooms full of pink, I'm talking ribbons and roses. Sometimes I feel I've lost my glory. It all started in the right breast, and the doctor said it could split. Our prayers be done. I just want to feel whole again, cause they amputated it. I think they cut too deep, cause now I'm missing my heart, and this radiation ain't doing shit but making me sick, baby. Do you really think my bald head is beautiful? I said, Queen, when I look at you, I don't see a victim. I see a warrior, a survivor, refusing to let this demon creep in and steal your breast. My weakness could never amount to your strength. Determined to live, I honor you. No need for no wig. I love to see the sun molest your scalp. And I know they took your breast, but your heart you gave to me. Do you remember? I kept it locked under safe keep. And I know most days you're weak, but as long as your heart beats, you are example to many. And I still see the sexy in you. That cancer can never cancel out your smile. I remember that goofy grin you gave me when I told you, baby, listen, I wanted to shave all my locks off just to be as beautiful as you. And you smiled, said you don't have to. Everybody know your forehead is huge, and we laughed. And I saw that laughter was better than the medicine that they give you. So I bid you to come and sit on your throne and rule like queens do. This isn't a sad call, but it's a message of hope and a reminder. Millions of women battle with this fight every day. Some live, some pass away, but we will always honor you. And on behalf of every king in your queen, we want you to know, women, no matter what you go through, you will always, always be beautiful.
Again, that was Beautiful by Israel the Poet. If you'd like to check that out, you can visit youtube.com facebook.com/CWTQ update, and we have the poem posted there. So it's a really, really wonderful poem. It's lovely, and there's a nice video presentation to go along with it. So you can check that out there, definitely. So without further ado, we're going to get into the subject at hand. We're going to bring on our featured panelist, Dr. Yuma. Are you on the line?
Hey, peace, Sister Tay. How's everything?
Peace. Everything's wonderful. We're still here going in spite of the weather outside. So, you know, we're still going to do our thing. Definitely, definitely. So I'm going to bring on Brother Kinsir. Hello? Kinsir, are you on the line? Hello?
Peace, my sister. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Peace. How are you?
What up, Dr. Yuma?
Yes, peace, Brother Kinsir. How's everything?
Peace, my brother. It's all good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Happy belated born day to you as well.
Oh, thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. So we're just going to get right into the discussion. Actually, you know what? I want you two to introduce yourselves and, you know, let our audience know a little bit about you. I'm going to let Kinsir go first because Yuma's a regular on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Kinsir Thought. I'm a doctor of holistic medicine. My specialty is ethnomedicine. That's the medicine dealing with the melanated bodies. I'm a direct student of Dr. Africa. I toured with him for a couple years. Currently, I'm on my End Childhood Obesity Tour. That's a tour of my own that I'm doing. And I'm a founder of the Inside Body Holistic Health Charities, which helps the children with obesity. And also, I see clients in my therapy as my regular thing that I do on the weekdays.
Definitely. And Brother Yuma, you can give a little bit of insight to the callers or to the listeners who are not necessarily familiar with you.
Okay. My name is Yuma Bellamy. I go by Dr. Yu. I'm a certified holistic wellness counselor and consultant as well. Also a student of Dr. Laila Africa, of Dr. Hassan Abdul Hakim, Dr. Mother Hashali, and I also am an herbalist, and, you know, that's pretty much, you know, pretty much what I do.
Okay, sounds great. So you see that we're dealing with highly qualified people to speak on this whole topic and this whole discussion, and it's really, really important. I wanted to put something together that would appropriately address the issue of breast cancer. So to start, what is breast cancer exactly? Brother Yuma, you can take it.
Okay, well, breast cancer, cancer in general is an abnormal formation of cells that basically starve the nutrients from the normal cells. They reproduce uncontrollably inside of the body, and they starve the nutrients from the normal cells, and they can actually clump together and take over and interfere with normal functions of the body, and can lead to, you know, in more severe cases, you know, severe health issues and death.
Kinsir, would you like to add on to that definition?
Yeah. I mean, that's excellent. That's right on point. Cancer is basically, what it means is a crab. Cancer is likened to, if you cut your skin and a scab forms, it's your body's way of healing. So what happens is when, like the brother said, when all these bad malignant cells clump together, which are called tumors, they're clumped together in an area so the body can cleanse itself, almost like a scab forming when you cut yourself. So when these cells are in this area, they're clumped together so it doesn't affect the whole body. So they're in this area so I can cleanse. It's like when the skin is completely healed, the scab falls off. So that's what cancer is. It's, in effect, the body's cleansing process. So it's been mislabeled by Western medicine as a disease. But cancer, according to Western definition, is an industry, not a disease.
Okay. That's definitely a great insight. It seems that we do have our last panelist on the line, I do believe. Peace is this sister, beautiful C. Asia.
Peace.
How are you?
Hey, Mama. How are you? Peace to the fellow panelists. How's everybody tonight?
Peace, my sister.
Peace, sister Asia. Doing well. How about yourself?
We in darkness over here, but we are the light over in the small
indeed.
Complete blackout. Complete blackout. Green lightning. But you know, we family's tight. So you know, you just do the knowledge to the lessons, because you know you can't let it pass and not, you know, peep out what to learn from it. So we good.
We're definitely glad you're here and to join into this wonderful discussion with us, and we're grateful for your presence. So we just opened up a little bit about what breast cancer exactly is. Both of the brothers shared on their definition of what breast cancer is. Would you like to add on?
Yeah, I would. I would like to say I heard a little bit of it, of the definition as Brother explaining as I was coming on, and I feel it's a profound way of expressing of scientifically the cause of cancer. I think I wanted to come in maybe probably from a perspective from the feminine energy of dealing with the emotions too. The metaphysical in the sense of like the mental and the emotional toxicity that we're dealing with as well, because I strongly feel that any disease of the body is obviously something that's on a whole, that's starting from another plane first, and then it manifested itself on a cellular level or in a physical level in the body. So I look at cancer as something as a void or blockage in the mind or in the heart or in the spirit that we're not dealing with, whether that could be resentment, fear, anger, you know what I mean? So, some blockage where the process or the flow of energy is being blocked from a toxic feeling, and therefore it manifests itself into a form of disease into the body. So what a Queen Ball Means have done since last October during Awareness Month is after I have kind of looked at that and said, wow, you know, I'm sure there's a connection. It's not there maybe, but I'm sure there's a connection to all of this. And therefore, let's go out there during the industry and traditional cancer walks and spread newsletter literature during the walks, or, you know, during doing radio shows or just raising or speaking at events, letting people know that is some, you know, this is the connection that, you know, whatever it is, whether we eat the foods that is related to a specific feeling, and then we are physically driving our bodies down without cleaning out or whatever because of something we're attached to mentally, so we're dealing with emotional eating, poor emotional feelings, and this has to do with self-love. So we deal with the empowerment of self-love campaign as mind, body, and spirit, and, you know, and the soul as a holistic, the whole, meaning or the trinity, per se, of bringing them all together in a higher perspective by accepting and understanding yourself, your energy, your life energy, your destiny, your purpose, why are you here, what is your mission here on this planet and in this lifetime, and to accept the good with the bad, the poor with the wealth of yourself, and that understanding should free a lot of the blockage and void that's associated on a metaphysical level where all the physical things or the mundane things we do that will keep the cancer in the body. You know what I'm saying? So we teach that from that perspective during all of these pink ribbon campaigns with the will to gather with naturopathic people next year, and we're actually in the process now. I've been speaking to an attorney to trademark that concept next year for holistic cancer walks for the season of Virgo and the month of September, to do our own Instill Gorilla campaign during the October walks with the information, the metaphysical and the naturopathic methods of healing, pardon, so all forms of cancer. So.
Definitely. Wonderful work that you're doing there. So you went into a little bit of what the causes are, so that's the next question. So I'm going to let the brothers come in and chime in on what some of the causes are of breast cancer. I'm going to let Brother Yuma start with that one.
Well, the sister, Beautiful C. Asia, did a wonderful job of really kind of covering a lot of that, speaking on the emotional aspect, the spiritual aspect of it, which is a huge component, which I can tell you not only from my studies, but from personal experience with breast cancer clients. But also, you know, as she spoke about, you know, it's a holistic thing. It deals with the food choices that we make. And that's a lot of what I deal with personally, and I'm sure Brother Concier, you know, as holistic service providers, you know, we a lot with that aspect first, because it's one of the most tangible things that we can change, you know, in addressing any type of health concern, and this in particular as well. So through the different types of foods, a lot of it is animal protein-based, you know, animal fat-based, and a lot of excess refined sugars. You know, these are some of the dietary links that can lead to the body's imbalance and lowering the immune system as well, you know, that can contribute to breast cancer formation in addition to the spiritual and emotional causes. There's plenty of other things, a lot of processed foods, you know, which are foods that are taken away from their natural state, you know, and the body not being able to process and eliminate these things properly. And it builds up, you know, a lot of toxins, acidity, mucus, and things of that nature inside of the blood, you know, which really can overload the body. So these are some of the causes and links to breast cancer.
Brother Concier, do you have anything to add on to that?
Profound.
I would just like to say, first of all, you know, I feel honored to be in the company of such well-researched physicians here. The information that they just gave was excellent and on point. Also, I just like to mention, you know, just being in the middle of the storm also, I want to give a shout-out to our brothers and sisters out there that, you know, experiencing this blackout like, you know, the queen is. And, you know, I just want the families and everyone to be safe. You know, this is definitely a time to come together. Get your flashlights, your candles, everything, you know, and I hope your families are safe out there.
Thank you.
No doubt. Now, this cancer thing is something very dear and close to me. I deal and treat with a lot of cancer patients, and, you know, I just have to report just in this week alone, there was 3 patients, not any of my patients, but from friends and family members that, you know, just give me updates on things. There were 3 family members that died this week alone of cancer. And what I like to do is, you know, coming from Western medicine, I was on that side where, you know, I did the walks and, you know, I wore the ribbons and all that, and I raised a lot of money for them. But one thing that I noticed, that I realized, that that's all we're doing is raising money. Now, it was good for me at that time because it supported my paycheck. You know, I was on that payroll. But when it comes down to the numbers, the Cancer Foundation is the number one producing nonprofit in the country. That means they have a lot of payrolls to fill. So when you have payrolls to fill, the profit's not in the cure. The profit's in the sickness itself. So they're only going to do but so much to keep us sick. You know, not so much to get us healthy, but to keep us sick. So what I like to do is when I first take on a cancer client, you know, I like to educate them about cancer. And what it basically is, you know, it's four different types of cancer. But since we're talking about breast cancer, that's normally a carcinoma or a lymphoma, which affects the glands and the lymph nodes. Now, I got into it a lot, you know, when they were saying, you know, the Fill Your Boobies campaign and all of that. Well, that's when it's too late. That's when you have it. That's when the tumor already formed. That's when it's in your body. What we need to do, like the brother Yuma was mentioning, and Cieda, she touched on it also, is it's all on what we eat. You know, 90% of the cancer patients don't die from the cancer. They die from the malnutrition. What that is their body's shutting down, so none of this stuff can get back into their system. Like the sister was saying, you know, we're eating for different reasons, emotional reasons. And holistic medicine, we look at everything as a male and a female. The male is salt, sugar being female. So when we're stressed out and in different types of conditions, we either go to one of those two things, cook for those things, dry our systems out, pulls moisture from our glands, and effects leads to that cancer. So what it does is it lowers our vibration. When your vibration is at a lower level, your body can't access its full immune system to cleanse itself. So like the brother was mentioning, it all comes down to what we eat. What type of vibrational foods are we putting in our body? And what we put in our body is also affecting our mind and how we think. If we're eating dead animals, that's how we're going to think. We're going to think like the dead animal we're consuming, and we're going to constantly be on that lower level.
Definitely. Very true information. So let's move on to what the statistics are on breast cancer. I have a couple I'd like to share. Well, technically, about 1 in 8 women in the U.S., which is just under 12%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. And in layman's terms, that's in 2011, an estimated 230,480 new cases of invasive breast cancer were expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S., along with 57,650 new cases of non-invasive breast cancer. So we're talking big numbers here. Does anybody else have any statistics to add on, any interesting takes on statistics to add on?
I'll add on that, you know, even though African-American women are not the number one diagnosed group in breast cancer, they have the number one mortality rate, meaning they have the number one death rate.
Wow.
Which means when they acquire breast cancer, they are more prone to die from it, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a really, really great point to bring up because, you know,
That's
the mortality rate. No, it's fine. That's definitely an issue in our community.
I just wanted to add on to that. Not really a statistic, but I know if someone in the family or someone that we know is diagnosed with it, we automatically just write them off. You know, there's no such thing as a cancer survivor. It's the cancer is out their system. You know, but if we keep doing the things that led to the cancer to begin with, then we're going to catch it again. We're going to get it over and over till the body cleanses itself out. So the thing about that, so for us to stop that mortality rate, is we need to be educated about the cancer, not educated when we have it, educated beforehand.
I really wanted to go ahead and let you speak first because there was something that I wanted to talk about. But if there was something,
well, I was just gonna bring it together and ask you guys how you felt about those statistics. So you can go ahead and
Well, let's be real. There has to be accountability on our part, you know. Everything that's taken place obviously is orchestrated, meaning that it's happening because it's supposed to. You know what I mean? It's no question. I have no qualms with the industry. I have no qualms with the National Cancer Association. I have no qualms with the deaths that have taken place. I used to be offended and angry at all of the United States developed associations and coalitions and all of these different industries and organizations that profit off of it. But apparently, you know, if things are in existence, they're supposed to be here. So what's the lesson in it, you know? And apparently us allowing other people to be responsible for what we think, our education, what we eat, our dietary system, what we feel, our spirituality. When you allow someone else to shepherd that and control that, and their intentions are of another, are in contrary to what you believe or what you feel for yourself, and they have the opportunity to capitalize, which is a natural vibration as well, despite its discomfort associated with it, people will do that. They exist. So it is a lesson that we are to be responsible at all times. Even if we were to get, if I was to get sick today, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If I'm sick now, I'm accountable. You understand? I understand what I did, what I didn't do, how people weren't educated to inform me at the time that I probably would have acquired cancer or whatever. I take accountability for what happens when you lend your power to other people. If you don't make your own food, you don't get it from the earth, and man makes it, then apparently it is not going to be good for you. If nature didn't make it and we lend our dependency and everything that we are supposed to do for self to other people, and once they realize they had the power to do so, naturally the human ego develops and they begin to capitalize off of that. We are all capable of going there, all of us. We have that vibration to do such. So I am not pissed at those numbers. If anything, those of us who remain and who are here need to take it as a lesson, be accountable, and empower ourselves and know that man, humanity, has the ability to capitalize, because it's not just Caucasians capitalizing. Every alleged race under the sun is making money and is employed by this industry and safe in their jobs doing this. So everybody's capable of crossing the next man for the come up, you know what I mean, even with cancer and health and the medical industry. My point is to make ourselves accountable, the sisters and women, period, that I speak to, and people, period, to be accountable in the choices that we make. Free yourself from being angry at anybody else outside of yourself and step up and take charge of your health. Or if those consequences come as a result of how we eat, how we think, how we feel, take charge of that, know the part that you played in that, own it, and turn it around and not play the blame game, so this way there's no resentment that you can't control affiliated with it. It's us. It's all up to us to empower ourselves and to do what we need to do, you know what I mean, and to free ourselves from depending on somebody else to feed us, make us feel good, and think a certain kind of way. So I really don't feel any kind of way towards those numbers and statistics. I take it as a lesson to take charge of my own life and teach others to do the same.
Definitely. And that's why we're doing this show. And, you know, it's a great we can sit here and complain about what the industry is doing, or we could sit here and create our own venues of educating people on the actuality of the issues rather than just being angry. So, you know, it's about being proactive, you know, not reactionary. So definitely great point, sis.
Thank you.
I want everybody on the panel to give two preventative measures that we can take, especially as women, but as anybody, to prevent any type of cancer, but specifically breast cancer. I'm going to start with you, Kinsir.
Okay. You say two preventatives for
yeah.
cancer?
Yep.
The first one is I would say get off the meat. Red meat, fish, seafood, get off the meat. The number one cancer-causing element in breast cancer is the ingestion of estrogen. Estrogen is what they use, and if you see, these chickens are three times they was when their grandmas was young. What they're doing is they're pumping these meats up with estrogen. That imbalanced hormone in their body is one of the number one causes. Now, there's many causes to cancer, but that seems to be the main one that I'm finding. All right, when you see that the youth males with breasts, that's that estrogen. You know,
yeah.
And when your diet is primarily 90% meat, that's that estrogen.
Mm.
You know. Number two, I would say the dairy products, because that's also coming from the cow, which is pumped up by this estrogen. And also, nothing on the farm goes to waste. So any of the scraps from all the other animals are fed to the animals. You know, so... And another thing they do is they cut the thyroid. This estrogen cuts the production of the thyroid gland. You know, so your thyroid can produce what's called thyroxin, which regulates the body. Once that's cut in the animal, that hormone keeps working when it enters your body. And that's mainly through the dairy products. So I would say cut the meat, cut the dairy products for starters. Now, cancer is one of those things that is, like I said, is not particularly a disease. It's your body's cleansing. So it cells all over your body at any time that can be labeled as cancerous. That's like your uncle that's a drunk. All right, he can't be labeled as a drunk unless he's drinking. When he's not drinking, he's your uncle. So that's what these cells are. These are normal cells just labeled cancerous. So, and they're in our bodies all the time. So this may be getting off, but what I would suggest also is take a regular blood cleanser. You know, take a natural herb, a burdock root, a red root, just a natural blood cleanser to keep the blood clean, keep it flowing, because it's cancers or things that could cause cancerous cells to go bad just from the environment, just from breathing the fumes from the from cars, from airplanes. The regular nitric oxide that comes from the earth is cancer-causing because we have such a low immune system. From like the sister was saying, you know, these foods that we're eating are made in laboratories. So our immune system is not where it should be. So any of these elements out here that your body normally can fight off is causing that cancer. But the two main things, I would say, the meat and the dairy products.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Do you have two preventative measures that we can take?
Yes. In addition to what Brother Kinsir said, and I just want to take a moment also to commend Brother Kinsir and Sister Ciasia for bringing such excellent information to the forefront. And this is exactly what's needed to be heard.
Yes. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
But in addition to that, I want to say that it's important to also watch some of the cosmetic products that are being used. And this is something that often gets overlooked because it's not something that we directly ingest. But it's important to remember that things that we put on our skin can also go through the pores of our skin and can be absorbed into the bloodstream. And so many commercial cosmetic products, you know, lotions, soaps, down to shampoos and other types of things, creams, et cetera, you know, can contain what's called parabens or basically things that are called hormonal modulators, which can mimic estrogen in the body once they get absorbed through the skin. You know, so it's important to use more natural products such as, you know, the shea butters for the skin or, you know, different oils and butters, not to single out shea butter, but different natural oils and butters for the skin, for the hair, natural soaps such as black soap or such as, you know, herbal or plant-based soaps, et cetera, you know, as opposed to using your regular cosmetic things that are on the market, which are filled with all of these different artificial additives.
And
the
animal-based,
too. Yeah, and animal-based as well, absolutely. You know, that can have harmful effects on our bodies. And deodorants on that note as well. You know, a lot of people are using antiperspirants. Antiperspirants are a big contributor to breast cancer as well because they contain aluminum. And aluminum can actually clog the pores and stop the lymph glands, as you heard the brother Concierge mention, lymphoma, you know, which is a cancer of the lymph glands. And that comes from lymph blockage. Lymph is dealing with the immune system, you know, and when that's being blocked and the body is not able to properly dispose of those toxins, you know, and they get lodged in that area, you know, then that can cause an accumulation, which in turn, you know, can create that need to cleanse, as Brother Concierge mentioned earlier. You know, and so using antiperspirants, which, you know, if you think about it, anatomically speaking, you know, when you look at your arm, where is that located? It's right by your breast.
Yeah.
You know, on both sides. So if you're clogging the lymph glands in those particular areas with aluminum-based deodorants and antiperspirants, you know, which is blocking your natural ability to sweat, which is a form of detoxification, you know, and then you can be contributing to that. And, you know, some studies and scans found that it was very common in women who had breast cancer that they had larger amounts of aluminum found inside of their breast area. So that's one. The second thing that I would name as well is mention the cooked oils.
Right.
The cooked oils is another big one, too, because it turns into a carcinogenic substance or cancer-causing substance, you know, once the oil is heated. Many oils are not able to stand the heat, and it changes the chemical composition of the oil, which turns it into a toxic substance inside of our bodies. You know, and so that's another big thing, too. And one thing that I found through my own personal research that has been linked to breast cancer, dietarily speaking, you know, is abnormal fatty tissue, you know, which can have an adverse effect on the liver. You know, and so this is a huge part of that as well. So I'll keep it short and just stick to those two there.
Yes, definitely. One of our viewer listeners actually pointed out that the underarm is actually really considered a part of the breast. Yes, because there's actually breast tissue that extends into under the arm. So if you actually feel it, it'll be a continuation of the same tissue that you have in your breast underneath your arm. So that's just to add on to what you had already said. We're going to turn it over to Beautiful C. Asia and let you give your two preventative measures.
I just want to say, brothers, y'all are just powerful. You know, I mean, because that is the, not all, but a lot of that information that was shared, we actually put on the literature that we passed out and discussed in the Queen Balmy's private group. And I want to thank y'all. I mean, that's, you know, that it's always a great reminder, especially considering that I've been cutting up lately with my diet.
Yeah.
I've been cutting up, and, you know, I'm going to explain. But thank you. Thank you so much for that information, because I'm going to actually share it again with my loved ones and this whole archive radio show. Just powerful. Thank you so much for that, because it reminds me, because when you go back, I go playing again in these foods, you know, I'm like, where's my comrades at the remind? Like, I need y'all again. Let me know. I've been slipping and tripping. But I got the
keep
most important
point.
Huh?
I don't say get them back on point. Get them focused.
Oh, yeah, word is bond. I got you. You know, I got you. Word is bond. But let me explain the two most important things that I have covered, because I have been in that state of prevention, all of the, you know, the dietary principles and the cosmetics and the natural cosmetics. I was on it, but I did not love myself. You feel me? So
yeah.
I was living in Puerto Rico, and just an example is when I began Florida and Puerto Rico for the last 2 years, I was doing like a vegan and at times raw diet. You feel me? Yeah. So I came home 3 months ago in Jersey and went back on this whole my, you know, went back on the diet. Yeah. But when I tell you, here's the two things that I wanted to say. The first thing that is important with the preventative measure, the first thing is me learning the science of astrology, and I can't make anybody bear witness. I'm not into that, but I'm just let me change that term if it scares anyone and say energy. I'm not a sucker, so I can't be fooled into information just 'cause. But I bear witness when I see it working, and I've always been into the memorization and study of people's energy associated with the zodiac since I was in the sixth grade. So even before anybody even taught me the science of it, word for word, book by book, I was already attracted to it in the sixth grade. So apparently it exists, you know, to be attracted or associate people's behaviors with a particular vibration, okay? So there's a reason why we have our birth date recorded in our time, because it's gold. That information is gold. It is the power of where the planets were when you were born. And the planets, everything has a relationship on planet Earth, so it does in the heavens too. And they have a strong manipulation on us here, as we can see with the full moon right now having an impact. And that's a satellite planet around the planet Earth having an impact on the tides. Imagine what the planets with actual life form or in general in proximity to the Earth as well have an impact on nature too, if that's a dead, so-called dead planet. So I would say the first preventative thing to do is to know your energy. You know what I'm saying? Know who you are. Get, whether that's a spiritual reading, an astrology reading, whatever, go to one that is, who know their stuff, and I'll just let the mathematics of that speak for itself. You know, have a science to know who you are by science. By science, know who you are. And I would say, based on things that I have studied thus far, and I'm not into book studies, I'm talking about just that and what resonates intuitively, I would say the first thing is to know that. You know what I'm saying? Is to know your birth information, is to get a natal reading, because it will help you. It's how predictions is made. It's what NASA uses. It's what our government uses when they need to make their strategic moves. So why shouldn't we? I mean, if it was important to record the birth date and time, something you don't even use when you go and get jobs, it doesn't even matter. But yet it mattered when you were born, is because it does matter. But they don't teach you that it matters. So that's first things first. Go get an energy reading. I do them. Brother Ra Akul do them. Everreath. There's plenty of astrologers in the community who knows their stuff. Clique Scientific. These are people who know how to interpret energy and information. Know yourself. Second thing I would say is self-love. Working on forgiveness, working on letting go, working on acceptance, understanding, as I stated earlier, because what happens is I was very angry, though, in Puerto Rico. I went there, though, to go through this. I took on this voyage for 2 years in my life for this purpose, was to let go. But it was a self study. It was like a scientific study on myself. That yeah, I was in Puerto Rico chopping my own coconuts, making my own raw coconut milk. Yeah, I got down to 120 pounds. Considering that when I left Jersey a year before, I was 160 something pounds. Yeah, I lost 40 pounds. Yeah, I was thin from eating right, but wasn't really, you know, feeling spiritually strong because I was going through the purge. I was dying. A part of me was dying. And I was a very miserable vegan, okay? I was a miserable vegan. Even though I was in the transformation process, I didn't know that. I didn't know I was shedding skin. You feel me? Even though it just seemed like a long journey, and I was angry with that. So I would have pains in my body just as I would if I was eating meat. When I came home back to Jersey 3 months ago, I looked at, from based on what I've been through, the peace that I had put myself in nature and what I went through in Puerto Rico, I compared in my mind, and you know, this is crazy. People are insane. And I realized just how insane I was as well, too. People are very hateful, angry, trapped in resentment, trapped in depression, trapped in fear. And I could tell you that even though I consumed what I've consumed since I've been home, I love myself. But I wasn't that way when I was eating pure mangoes off my tree outside my window 6 months ago. I wasn't happy doing it. I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So I felt gravely ill emotionally at that time than what I do now. You know what I'm saying? So you can get cancer, in my perspective, the cancer is the mindset first, you know, again, once again. And really, you know, you could, it's almost like, you know, even still when you feel a certain kind of way, your food, even though you're ingesting alkaline food, your mind is turning it into an acidic substance.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So love yourself. I don't give a damn if you put, if you eat, you know, spinach sandwiches every day on whole grain bread, organic whole grain bread and mango juice and all that. But if you hate yourself, if you hate your mom, if you resent black men, if you can't stand a Caucasian, if you have all of that trapped in yourself, it does not matter. The cancer is the mindset first. So I just wanted to say, I bear witness, get your energy reading or some level of interpretation, find some level of spirituality, period, whatever you need to do. And then secondly, let go. Let go. Renew yourself and let go. And then you will be on the path purely from the, you know, from the essence of yourself. Then when you walk that walk, you about that. You mean that. There is no angry veganism. There is no contradiction. You know what I mean? There is no oxymoronic state of health. You are that whole, and that's the holistic approach. I think we pretty much did the trinity of what we need to be in order to free ourselves from cancer on this call tonight. So I just wanted to add on. Thank you. I'm sorry for the sermon, but it's important that I use myself as an example.
That was powerful.
You brought my feminine energy to the whole mix. Definitely. Definitely a great discussion. We do have 1 hour and 7 minutes left on the live stream of this call, meaning that you will be able to get your calls in about 10 minutes because we do questions at the halfway mark. So I kind of want to get through the rest of these questions more so than necessarily just take calls immediately. But just in case, the call number is 917-932-8881. Again, that is 917-932-38 and then a 1. Okay? So you can call in with your questions and your comments on the topic that we're discussing, which is holistic breast cancer awareness. We're coming at this from a holistic perspective, brothers and sisters, and we are going deep. We do have a couple more questions before I want to take a commercial break. So I want to get through these questions. I want them to, you know, I want you guys to, you know, give great insight on these questions, but just be a little bit brief as it can be so we can get right on to the second half of the show. So are the methods used to detect breast cancer safe? I'm going to start with Sister Beautiful C. Asia.
Okay, I'll be brief. thermograms and mammograms have been, I had, when I was living in Florida last year or 2 years ago, whatever, last year, we actually sat down with a person who performed thermograms, and they were stating that, I've seen it actually being performed in Florida, that they use a heating system, per se,
yes,
to detect the cancer in the body opposed to the radiation that's affiliated with the actual mammograms. Or the x-ray per se. And I've heard arguments where they said that it's not as accurate as a mammogram, but I would not. I just don't agree with the pain and the radiation that's associated with the mammogram as a detection. So I'm for now, I'm pro thermogram versus mammograms. I'm not sure if people's insurance cover it, but I would say they need to look into that.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to the Raw Healing Center in Boston, Massachusetts. They're working on getting a thermogram system. And the sister that presented the research to me, she showed me that it actually can detect breast cancer at an earlier stage than mammograms. So,
Yeah,
that's definitely powerful. Brother Concier, are the detection methods that we use something that is going to help or hurt the patient?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I actually worked on some equipment at my healing center, and I cannot think of the name of it. But that was an excellent machine. I'm trying to recall the name of it. But chemotherapy, radiation treatment would make a healthy person sick.
Yeah.
What that does is that kills all the cells in your body. Like what Krista was saying, you know, the system that she was referring to, I'm not familiar with that, but that is similar to the system that I used. It was a light therapy. It gave like 24 different fluorescent lights, and it heated up your body internally. And what it does is it systematically moves the tumors, cancers, to areas in the body where it can be released, which is, you know, mainly through your skin as sweat. You know, it can come out all over through your body. So that heat treatment is a great treatment. But the people that, you know, insurance obviously doesn't cover anything like that. Maybe it covers the treatment that the sister was referring to. But the main thing that I use right now with the clients that I currently do have, forget all the fancy stuff. I take it back to the ancient. Back to what our ancestors used. And that's the diet, plain and simple. Our ancestors didn't eat any of this processed stuff. Like the brother Yuma was saying, it doesn't matter, you know, what you do, but if you're eating this processed food, and like the sister was saying, you're holding in hate and animosity, there's no therapy or treatments out there that's going to save you.
Yeah.
You know, so the main thing is, you know, go on a strict diet, you know, and that strict diet is really what your body really needs. And after you get on it for a while, it's not so strict. It becomes part of your regular lifestyle. It becomes part of who you are.
Definitely. Very true. Brother Yuma?
Yes. I just wanted to make sure I'm on topic. What's the question again?
The question is, are the detection methods that we use for breast cancer actually healthy?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, in my personal opinion, I say that, you know, whatever method that you can use to find out exactly what your status is, where you are, you know, then I feel that it should be done. Whether or not it's the best, you know, I'm not a big fan of mammograms personally because of the radiation factor, and especially not on a regular basis or, you know, as they say, go for an annual examination or what have you. You know, I don't think that it may be necessary to do that. But, you know, the other safer alternatives, such as the thermograms, the self-examination, you know, I think those should be used prior to going to do, say, like a mammogram every year know that to check to see if you really have any risk factors, because exposing yourself to high levels of radiation like that on, you know, a continuous basis, when we already are exposed to a lot of radiation on a continuous basis, is not necessarily the best thing to do. So that's my take on it in a nutshell.
All right. So we're going to wrap up the first half of the show, and I'm going to play a couple commercials. And when we get back, I will be asking the remainder of the questions, and then we'll be opening up the lines for callers to call in with their questions. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and we're going to be taking those calls again after we wrap up the rest of this presentation segment. All right, so I'm going to play this commercial, and when we get right back, we're going to get right back into the presentation. All
right,
peace.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
All right. It was a quick commercial break. We're right back. Speaking about holistic breast cancer awareness, now I'm going to open it up right back to the questions that we were getting into, which is, what exactly is chemotherapy and is it effective? I'll let Concierge open us up with that one.
All right. I just got word from my assistant that the equipment that I worked on was called the Photon Genius.
Okay. All right,
now, and what that is it's a light therapy equipment. Now, that was like a $30,000 piece of equipment. But there's also a photon genie, which is a little wand that you can put across your body for like an hour a day. Mm-hmm. And that heats your body up and it cleanses the cells. Even a healthy person can use that as a preventative. And that's mm-hmm. pretty cost effective there, the photon genie.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as chemotherapy, it's similar to putting your body in a microwave. You know,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't stick your hand in a microwave, so why go to a so-called medical expert that specializes in putting bodies in your microwave?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Beautiful C'Asia, what is your take on chemotherapy?
I think it's the serum to kill other organs in your body. Considering I watched my grandmother and my father, my grandmother on my mom's side, and my father pass away from cancer, one ovarian. It's okay. They're free. Shit, I feel sorry for us. But, you know, my grandmother and my father, I watched my father with liver cancer, and my grandmother, and I'm watching my grandmother back in 99 when she laying down. In the hospital, once she went into a coma, they had the tube in her nose, right? And they were pulling the cancer, I guess, was coming up the mucus in the body. It was black. Right. So I knew at that point, I'm like, all right, my grandmother, you know, I know she got cancer. She's been eating pork. You know, she's been jacked up. But this is like as if there was death in the blood from something else, you understand what I'm saying? And I would definitely attribute that to the chemotherapy, straight up, you know. So I would definitely say that it's the serum to shut down the other organs in the body and the blood in the body and the cells, period. And it should be totally avoided at all costs. I don't really have a scientific breakdown of it, but just based on my experience, that's how I can relate and speak on it.
Definitely. Brother Yuma, what is your take on chemotherapy?
I really am just going to echo what Sister C. Asia and Brother Concierge just said. And I've, you know, also personally seen it kill people. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It's kill people. And I would say about 80%, no lie, about 80% of the people who I've seen diagnosed with cancer and who have gone through chemotherapy has ended up in a worse state or has not recovered it or died from it. You know, between the chemotherapy and the radiation treatment together, you know, which are often used, as Brother Concierge pointed out, they kill all of the good cells.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to killing the, you know, unhealthy cells. So if you are constantly depleting your body, you know, and you are not, you know, regenerating your body, you know, with the proper foods, nutrition, you're constantly creating free radicals in your body, which is compromising an already compromised immune system.
Definitely.
You know, then it's really not a good strategy, and that's why the statistics will show you that this Western allopathic medical system has a very low success rate in treating cancers when they're using these type of methods, and especially not incorporating the what I would call the backbone of your health and wellness on a physical level, which is our foods and nutrition. It's very rare that I see nutritional supplements or nutritional choices, healthier nutritional choices, incorporated along with the chemotherapy and radiation treatments. So, again, we are constantly depleting our bodies. We're constantly putting our bodies under vast amounts of stress. And they're not really giving our body what it needs to recover or to regenerate from it, then, of course, you got to expect, you know, the vast number of deaths that are occurring from it. It causes a lot of inflammation in the body. It causes a lot of pain. And, of course, you know, you get a lot of the crazy side effects. Vomiting, nausea is very, very common. You know, just total general weakness. Hardly being able to move, you know, these types of things as well. And, you know, to echo just the experience aspect of, you know, my father also passed away with cancer. And I don't, and notice I didn't say from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he came into the hospital, he was diagnosed with cancer and he was undergoing cancer treatment through radiation and chemotherapy. And he had my grandparents were coming in and juicing for him on a regular basis, and he was taking some herbal supplements that was helping him out. He had started his recovery. He was going through physical therapy. And then, you know, as the treatments, so-called, continued, you know, I've seen the decline in his health, the relapse, as they call it, you know. And when he actually passed away, he didn't even pass away from the cancer. He passed away from pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because his immune system was so weak, his body was so weak from the treatments that he was receiving that he couldn't even fight off a simple pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm definitely against it at just about all costs unless it's a serious emergency situation.
Okay, definitely. I'd like to
give a little bit of... You know, I just wanted to add on that. Sister Asia, did you have something?
No. I agree and concur with what the brother just said about what happens when they're weakened. Because I watched the same thing with the elder and the Poconos go through the same thing. They once they started juicing for him, he was doing great. I mean, in fact, it was
right.
In remission. And then this was last year. It was in remission. But then when he was so afraid of letting go of the traditional system, he still was contradicting that naturopathic lifestyle and was still going to get the chemotherapy, and his nails became black, and so he became weakened again, and then he stopped the juicing, and then ultimately probably took him out. You know what I'm saying? This is just last
right,
year. So
right.
I bear witness to that.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, my condolences, Brother Yuma, on your father passing. Yeah, and also I just wanted to add, you know, these medical professionals, they don't have nutrition training. A lot of times I'm called in to these different hospitals for different workshops teaching the nurses and the doctors about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
These cancer patients, they have no dietary guidelines. When I first started my research, 10 out of 10 cancer patients were meat eaters. Those same 10 cancer patients, well, those same cancer patients that were meat eaters, once they were diagnosed with the cancer, going through all the cancer treatments, they still were not under any dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're going to these professionals, we have to understand they have a degree of understanding. That
mm-hmm.
degree is maybe they know how to push the buttons on the radiation machine, but have no idea how their inside body works. Because if they had any idea of the physiology, the biology, and the chemistry of the human body, they would know that you would definitely have to be on a restrictive diet.
Yeah.
The clients that I take on, you know, they go to the Western Medical first, and, you know, when they're pretty much out of time with them, you know, they come to me, and the first thing they say is, wow, I never got any diet requirements. You know, they might say, eat healthy, get some salads, blah, blah, blah. But they never were sat down and taught and shown how to eat. You know, you can get from a commercial, eat two salads a day. I mean, you can get that at McDonald's. But that's not going to help you in your current condition.
Yeah.
But we're going to these medical professionals that, you know, they have just a degree. And what happens is, I was just coincidentally today, I was watching a documentary on Bob Marley. He died of cancer. One of the first things to go from his chemotherapy or radiation treatment was his locks. Now, just imagine the mental psychosis that he went through, because he stated in an earlier interview that was unrelated to, you know, this part of the commentary, was that his hair is what makes him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of who he is. So just imagine just being without his hair. They said he still wore his big hat, but he was bald-headed. I went to hospitals with cancer patients. I actually seen smirks on the doctor's face when they write the prescription for the wigs, for the hair replacement. You know, and what happens when women identify, men too, when they identify with their hair, they lose a part of them. So what happens is that that's more money for the makeup industry, that's more money for the movie industry. Even BET makes more money off of that, because people need to, like the sister was saying, they need to feel their self-worth. They need to get back to who they are as women, as men. As far as I'm concerned, chemotherapy, radiation, it strips all of that away, much less gets rid of the intended disease that it's trying to cure.
Definitely. I want to give a little bit of history on chemotherapy, if I may. Pretty much chemotherapy is a result of experimentation that the U.S. government was doing during World War II, when they were experimenting with radiation. So, in fact, they were looking for all types of cosmetic uses for radiation. You can actually go and look this up on YouTube. There used to be ads where they would have little tubes that would radiate certain parts of your body, talking about it tightens your skin or does certain other things, which obviously later on got banned because of the obvious health risks. But chemotherapy is something that's still in use today. So, to say the very least about it, it's an outdated way to treat cancer. It's something that was come up with by industries that's first goal and first intent was to wage war. So how can anything destructive and a destructive experiment, how can that ever become a healthy thing or something that we use as a health therapy? It just does not compute, doesn't make sense. It's basic knowledge that radiation causes cancer, so why would you use radiation to combat cancer? It's just common.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move on. Is surgery ever necessary? I'm going to let Beautiful C. Asia take that one. does she feel? How she
I'm keeping my ninny. You know, if they ever get sick, we gonna ride it out to the end. But I'm keeping my ninny because, like you said, you know, there's an attachment. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is when you said, I thought it was just, man, major and profound when you spoke about Marley, peace be upon him, about him going through the process of losing his hair, you know, and how that must have devastated him spiritually, because that was one of the first things to go in that therapy. So yeah, if he's a Rastafarian, and even though they say it don't, you know, you don't have to be dread to be Rasta, we know Marley, for him, that's not true. He meant that, you know what I mean? And he meant the representation of it through his hair. That wasn't his case. He meant Rastafarianism through his hair as well, too. So imagine right. For the women with the feeders for children, you know, our beauty, our sensuality is through the nannies and how we feed the planet. So when you get those removed, I just can't imagine any spiritual or any psycho system that could teach me. I'm still, not that I'm not a woman, because woman in essence is spirit first, but I'm just saying there is something that lets you know you're a woman when you start to see breasts.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So to take them from me because I was miseducated, or because, you know, you want to take that part of me, it would be the same devastation, that like a Marley devastation when they took his locks, I'm sure, which took him out faster, it would happen to me. I already know. So I'm keeping my ninny. We going in the grave with these. No surgeries necessary.
I'm with you.
True indeed. True indeed.
Yeah.
Consider, is surgery ever necessary?
Well, okay. With surgery, for one, I wouldn't leave it to these hacks to do anything. But forgive me my bitterness for Western medicine, but, you know, I did 7 years with them, and it was a rough day. But I would say surgery, I mean, we did do surgeries back in ancient times. The father of medicine, Imhotep, he performed surgeries, thousands and thousands of surgeries. But the surgery he performed compared to these surgeries a day, there is no comparison. So since we don't have Imhotep around, and no one clearly on his level that's allowed to practice that we know of with this machine, with these machineries that they have now. So I will be totally against it. But I say that to say, you know, there's so many other ways that we can use. That's holistic healers. You know, we not only use our body as the machine. You know, we use our sense of sight, or sense of hearing, or sense of taste, or sense of smell. And to me, that's considered the type of surgery. Because when I pull people in and they give them urine samples, give them saliva samples, I'm performing a sort of surgery that's not cutting anything out, taking pieces of anything. Because as far as I'm concerned, we're created perfect. We're the ones that damage that. So no surgery, especially like the sister said, you know, I'm with her. They're not taking nothing away from me, you know. I'm going to the grave with my thing, you know. But that's something that they're quick to do. That's cut a breast off, you know. They're quick to do that, and that's definitely not a cure, you know, because it could go in other places of the body. So as far as surgeries in this day and age, I would say absolutely not. But there are some extreme emergency situations that you can medically take out a blood clot, which is a tumor, you know, which can have some very life-saving effects, you know.
Okay.
So being a holistic therapist, I would definitely say consult with a holistic therapist, you know, for a second opinion before you go to these professionals.
All right.
And I use that term loosely.
All right. Thank you. Brother Yuma, surgery?
I second exactly what Brother Concier said. Unless it's a life-threatening type of situation, I don't think that surgeries are necessary. And I think a good 90-something percent of the time, you know, people are duped into having surgeries done, which are not going to be helpful, you know, because the cancers can and often do. Matter of fact, it is about a 90, if I remember correctly, the last time I checked the statistics, it was around a 98% recurrence rate, you know, when people supposedly have tumors removed, of the tumor or cancer coming back. So what that is showing is that, you know, the root causes and the issue that's causing the cancer and the tumors are not being addressed, and it's like slapping a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
Right.
You know, it's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to solve the problem. And so why would you want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on surgical procedures to temporarily remove a tumor, which can go, you know, a negative way in itself through the process, you know, and then having to live with whatever, you know, effects are going to happen after that, you know, such as the development of scar tissue, such as hormonal imbalance, you know, because that will also contribute to hormonal imbalance if you have your breast removed, you know, and many, many other negative or adverse effects that can result from that surgery in itself. So it's like, you know, you take care of one issue partially, temporarily, and then you create a whole heap of other issues. Then what comes next, and they want to take the other breast, you know. So there are so many different methodologies of treatments through the holistic realm available that surgeries usually aren't necessary. The only way that surgeries are typically necessary is if the tumor has grown so much that it's actually interfering with the function of an organ, or potentially interfering with the function of an organ such as the lungs. You know, other than that, I would be totally against the surgery.
Okay, so no surgery, unless it's an absolute emergency. We are left into the last leg of the show. We have 38 minutes left, so we're going to wrap up the rest of these questions, and I'm going to ask my panelists to please be as brief as possible, but be as informative as possible at the same time about the remainder of these questions, because I feel like this is like the last step, so we don't want to lose anything, but we definitely want to get this information in. So why are alternative therapies more effective? I'm going to let Brother Yuma go in on that.
Well, they're more effective because they're actually taking care of what the cause of the issue is. You know, we had mentioned numerous causes. Sister C. Asia, you know, hit it right on the head with the primary cause, which is the emotional and spiritual blockages, lack of self-love, lack of self-identification, holding on to negative emotions. You know, and so when we start to target these things from an energetic level first, you know, then we're able to then by, you know, just that in itself, the spirit can control the mind and the mind controls the body. And that's the whole process of how we, you know, are able to heal or able to affect our health patterns, you know. And so through that, once you're addressing that, once you're addressing the mental issues, once you're addressing the food issues or the physical issues, getting more sunlight, which is something that we neglected to mention thus far,
you know, but
that's another huge, huge important factor. Getting outside in the sun and getting that sun exposure, you know, fresh air, having the right type of water and amounts of water to drink, you know, to keep our body cleansed and purified and in a more alkalized state. You know, being happy with your life and your lifestyle choices. These are all things that are part of the holistic approach, you know. And so in targeting all of that, of course, you're going to be a lot happier. You get to keep your hair. You get to keep your body parts, you know, and you're actually making changes that are going to be effective because you're dealing with the cause and you're also dealing with the symptoms at the same time.
Definitely.
All right,
Brother
Kinsir. Oh man, okay, Brother Yuma just hit it right on the nail. You know, he's right on point with that. And I would just add in, you know, when you see a holistic therapist, you know, it's more of a family type situation. You know, you're not just a number, you know, because to them, you go in the hospital and, you know, their surgery is what pays their bills. You know, doctors are picked based on how many surgeries they can do a year. So they're not looking at you as, you know, the sister CA from down the block. You know, they're just looking at a number that's going to help pay my kids going through college. Mm-hmm. You know, so holistic therapy is not only more personable, but we focus on the cure. You know, we focus on healing and getting the bad cells out your body, getting them normal again. Western medicine, you have to question if that is their motive in this. You know, they don't know you from a can of paint, and if you go, it's no harm, no foul to them. You know, they just know they sucked your insurance company for all they worth before you went. You know, with holistic medicine, it is definitely not as expensive as Western medicine, and it gets to the root of the problem. You know, it gets to the root of the problem naturally. It doesn't mask over it. It doesn't put a Band-Aid on it. You know, it actually solves the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so definitely, holistic medicine is, it's one of the reasons why I made the switch, because, you know, after we would do these cancer walks and diabetes walks and all these other diseases, you know, we're getting to the meetings the next day, and the focus is all about the money. No focus is, okay, so we can fund this laboratory research or we can fund this new product. No, we got the money. Let's go to lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
True. Beautiful. See, Asia, why are holistic or alternative therapies more effective?
What's interesting is that just listening to the question, you know, and brothers did a fabulous job of presenting the solution. It's interesting how we call the natural life the alternative. You see, like, that's the crazy part, that we call alternative living. The alternative living has now been we've been feeding you, or you've been feeding yourself, because accountability, you know, all of these things, these drug-addicted lifestyles. We're on drugs. This
mm-hmm.
probably why I return right back to this diet, is because it's an addiction. It is. You know, who am I to call anybody a crackhead, and I'm an addict of the food I've been raised upon, you know, as if I'm not dealing with an addiction myself. So despite the 2 years, 3 years of a raw or vegan cleanse, for the most part, you know. So anyway, I just want to say that's the language that we have to remove as well now going forward, is to now claim the natural lifestyle so we could begin in the mental to transform it, that's not the alternative. You know, nature is the medicine altogether. It's the first way of living. It's the foundational way of living. And what we've been on is the alternative therapies. You know what I mean? This has been the contrary to what we should be. So alternative therapies, in the sense of the holistic way, the natural method of therapy, is certainly less expensive considering the long-term therapy that you'll be using in traditional cures of chemo and radiation. If you start now, like you said early on, with the self-love, the acceptance, the forgiveness, then we begin to change our lifestyle, we begin to care about ourselves, we begin to be less neglectful of how we need to treat ourselves, working on the lifetime addiction that we've been dealing with, and begin to let go and changing it, and then you find yourself in a better state of health. If I had the mindset that I have now when I was actually living in Puerto Rico, I'd probably be levitating right now. You feel me? So, because I'm you know, mentally I'm sound, and spiritually I'm sound. So now I gotta bring them together. I have to merge them, and that is holistic living and lifestyle, and the way we should be, you know, the oneness of a more of a civilized way of life, mentally, dietarily, physically,
and spiritually, and it's less expensive. It's actually more affordable for when you think about the whole process altogether. It's just cheaper.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like more people aren't aware of the alternative methods because it's a cash cow, like Brother Conceal was saying. It's a cash cow to go have you kill yourself for, like, an extended period of time in these hospitals. And at the end of it, they've milked all the money that they can out of you as a person, and they don't care what happens to you or what ends up happening to you. So it's just about being aware, taking accountability and responsibility for ourselves, like Beautiful C. Asia was saying, and just really, really understanding nobody is responsible for you but you. So take care of yourself, eat healthy, exercise. It's so cliche, but it's so true. Eat healthy, exercise, be happy, don't stress yourself out. These are the basic fundamental things that we think, oh, yeah, I'll get to that when I'm old. Yeah, I'll do that whenever. And we keep putting them off. But this is the cause of the issues and the diseases that we have. And we seem to neglect that and forget that as soon as something serious happens. So just really, really, you know, understand those things about ourselves. So I'm going to wrap it up with these last two questions. Is there a cure for breast cancer? And what are the holistic treatments of breast cancer that some of our listeners can take if they would be interested in getting into a holistic lifestyle? So I'm going to start with Brother Kinsir.
All right. Is there a cure for cancer? First of all, it's been misdiagnosed as a disease. Like the brother Yuma said, you know, his father went in with cancer, but that's not how he died. A lot of the clients that I've dealt with, like I said, they die from malnutrition. So cancer has been misdiagnosed as a disease. We see it as the body's way of cleansing itself. You know, so if the body's cleansing itself, just like a cold, you know, you get the symptoms of a cold, runny nose, you start to sneeze. It's a buildup of mucus, buildup of toxins in your body. That's what it is with this so-called cancer thing. Your immune system forms these white blood cells that's fighting this foreign chemical that's in your body, or like the sister said, this drug that's in your body, because that's essentially what it is, you know. So with this foreign drug, chemical substance in your body creating these already normal cells to go bad, or like I said earlier, they cause your uncle to be a drunk, because he's only a drunk when he's drinking. These cells are only cancerous when they're bad. So what's making these cells go bad, that can easily be corrected, easily be turned around. And one of the methods I use, the main method I use, is a dietary restriction. Now, everybody's body is different, so it's going to take different things that it's going to cure their body. They can be diagnosed as breast cancer, but actually they can have bad colon cells that moved up to their breast. You know, so you're sitting there fighting it, the breast and the lymph nodes and the breast, but really it's the colon. Everything's coming from there. So as a holistic practitioner, we understand and not to focus just on the symptoms. You know, we look at the whole internal structure of the human body. And once you determine what cells are going bad and where they're coming from, that's when you go to the issue at hand. You know, and that's when you take the like I mentioned earlier, the burdock roots, the red roots. And now, this isn't something you can go research online, this is my cure. Because everybody's body is different. You can take 20 people in a room that grew up the same way their whole life, but they're shaped differently. They have different tastes for different foods. So it's going to take a holistic approach to cleanse their system. It's not a one-size-fits-all with anything. It's not one diet that fits all. I mean, you can juice, you can go natural, but that's not a sustained diet. You want to go to the natural way of life that you can sustain, not cleanse for 30, 60, 90 days. I'm talking about a natural lifestyle way of life. That's what's going to get the cancerous cells out your body.
Definitely. Yuma. Is there a cure for breast cancer?
Well, I am 100% on board with what Brother Concier just said. you know, I know I've been agreeing with everybody the whole show, but, you know, everybody's really, really been on point. And, you know, I want to add to that, you know, there are other holistic approaches or services and materials that can be utilized to aid in that process. So Brother Tansir had mentioned burdock root and red root, you know, which if you're not familiar with those are two herbs. You know, and herbs are one of the natural traditional ways that are utilized to help and assist in cleansing the system of different waste products that can accumulate from not having a healthy lifestyle. But not only from a physical aspect, but also it's important to focus on the spiritual aspect as well. You know, and so certain herbs can have, or rather all herbs actually can have a spiritual effect on the body and a mental effect on the body. You know, and so it's important that even in using cleansing herbs, you know, it's good to utilize other herbs that may help the body to adapt better to stress. You know, that are going to cleanse not just one system, but different systems of the body. You know, and really focus holistically on everything. There are other things such as acupuncture, which is the, you know, insertion of needles into certain areas of or points inside of the skin, which correspond with opening up the energy channels of different organs of the body or different systems of the body. There's Reiki that's commonly used, which helps to bring the spirit into a more peaceful and harmonious state. It helps to open up blocked energy channels. You know, so these are all different things that can be considered as part of a cure or, you know, assisting a cure to breast cancer. So, yes, breast cancer definitely has a cure, and it's all of these things that we're mentioning during this program.
Definitely. All right, beautiful Ciesha, is there a cure for breast cancer?
Absolutely. And the brothers have stated part of the regimen that is, a lot of the regimen that is, I concur with in terms of breast cancer. Again, I'm not a doctor. I just am intuitively connected to the cure and have done enough research and helping with sisters in my group and myself and definitely, and just learning in general, and even living in amongst nature. Nature is our healer, like, you know, studying the animals, connecting with the plants, being out every day, or at least once a week, making it a goal to connect and pay attention and study your environment, because it is liberating. It's liberating to pay attention to other life sources that are around you, so you could learn from them. Yes, Reiki, all of your energy-based healing therapy vital to the cure to cancer. When we talk about, like, let's say the culture of Scientology, I would not say become a Scientologist, but I do agree with the routine of going, like when they do things such as like a hypnotherapy, but these people got to be healthy. So when you talk about doing acupuncture, Reiki, going to your naturopathic doctors, these people have to be spiritually sound too. Don't have no broken people working on you. You know, they have to be bear witness of the very thing that they teach themselves if there's an expectation for them. So you got to have healed people or healers who are practicing this, the science of what they teach in their lives themselves, work on you. And I agree with, like, the hypnotherapy, removing engrams, meaning allowing people to go inside and go back to their past and going into this journey where they're pulling out all of the things that may have traumatized them, because I think trauma is also a cancer unto itself as well. So removing trauma from the soul, staying from your life, from your past, removing that, forgiving those things and going through things like Reiki from healthy people, hypnotherapies and different things could actually help remove the stain from the soul as well that begins to trickle down the lifestyle effect in how you eat, how you move in life that actually begins to develop and cause the cancer. So, yes, there's cure.
Mm-hmm. right. So we're in the last 20 minutes of the show. I want to invite everybody who's been listening in and been so patient with us as we move powerful topic to call in. The call in number is 917-932-8881. And you can call up with your questions. We do have a couple of people who do have some questions that have been waiting patiently on the line. Caller from the 770 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes. Good evening. This is Mama LaVon. I was making sure my beautiful Sierra got there because she was debating. No be debating. She's worried up. Listen.
Hey, Ma.
I just want to say that I love the show. It's very, very educational for all of the young people and older people, too. But I come from backbone. Now, they die down there with this here breast cancer. You're going down there putting your chest up in some machine and they're x-raying your boobies and telling you what you got in there. Listen, if you'd have took your Father John's and your ass visit and you, the poor folks back in the day, if you didn't have the money to get that, they got Vaseline and sugar. You lined up every damn week and you couldn't stop. You shitted out your cold, you stayed
Speak
out
on.
Of the cold.
Speak on it, sister.
You ate the right food. You know, and I don't know what in the world going on since the 70s. Well, I say since the 60s. And them white folks went up there on that damn moon and brought back them damn germs and put them in them lamps. That shit been getting out and killing up everybody. And they got these at McDonald's and Burger King and all this bullshit that they got for you to eat out there in the street. The Chinese restaurant, four chicken wings and pork fried rice. All this mess that you're not supposed to have in your system. Now, I'm fighting things that I have wrong with me because I was a hard-headed ass also. But I learned how to get myself back home where I belong. And I'm doing much better. I want y'all to keep on going on with these here with these here programs and teach these young folks and take them back to where it need to be. Back in the old days. Come out them labs. You don't need no x-ray. And a woman at an early age, she ain't got no business down there with her chest on no machine. If she's living right, if she's loving herself right, if she got the right man, she's going to develop, she's going to grow, she's going to shrink. You're going to know what the hell going on with your body. If you press it up, that means you're getting some love. If it don't, and they sag it like lemons, you need a man. That's it. You don't need to be down there getting no x-ray, let nobody tell you that you got something growing in your chest. Ain't a damn thing growing in there. You know, y'all have a good evening. Let me get off of this here radio. But y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Nayla. Really appreciate your ancestry knowledge.
You keep on marching. I love you, baby. Good evening, y'all.
Love you, Mama LaVon.
Thank you, darling.
Hi, peace. We're going to move on to our next caller. Our next caller is from the 202 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments pertaining to the subject?
Yeah, peace and blessings to all the listeners, CAs and all y'all out there. I'm on Facebook. My name is Antonio Ford, better known as the Chewing Living. Can y'all hear me?
Peace, my brother.
Yes, indeed. I know this call ain't long, so I'm going to drop a jewel on y'all ear. Maybe y'all can be my puppet somewhere. I mean, poet. Pardon me. No disrespect to y'all. So and being a poet, man, you know the truth about things that's not being revealed. The truth, the cure to breast cancer is a strong immune system. There are only certain foods that boost the immune system to its optimum. Three foods. Pomegranate is the second fruit. The acai fruit, I'm down here in a storm. The first fruit is acai fruit. The second fruit is pomegranate. The third fruit is the watermelon. These are the three primary fruits that boost the immune system. Once you boost the immune system, it automatically get rid of the cancer. But what happens is your cells and your tissues get damaged. And the only way for your cells and tissues to become renewed is to eat foods that come from the green, green, beautiful earth, like proteins, real proteins from plants, not animals. And the three primary proteins that renew your cells and tissues are Brussels sprouts, kale, and it's between asparagus and broccoli. But the Brussels sprouts and the kale are the primary vegetables that renew your cells and tissues. So with your cells and tissues being renewed and you're not eating animals, your cell, your veins start opening. And when your veins start opening, blood and oxygen can flow to your brain, which won't cause stroke, flow through your heart, which won't cause heart attacks, which can flow to your cells and tissues, get rid of all of the cancer cells. So the cure to breast cancer is going animalist. Meatless Monday, RUN, I'm trying to get 1 billion participants. CAJ, I know you linked into me on Facebook. I'm standing out here in the cold. I'm down here in the storm, and I'm moving my car. And so I want to say to y'all, man, y'all doing a spectacular job. I've been listening to the show all the way through. And remember, the cure to breast cancer is a strong immune system. And the only way that the immune system is to get boosted back to its optimum are eating foods that come from the earth. The three primary foods that boost the immune system are acai fruit. You can't get it in America, unfortunately. They got concentrated juices. Stay away from the concentrated juices. They cause diabetes. But the acai fruit, the natural acai fruit, pomegranate number 2, watermelon number 3. And I ain't talking about watermelon without seeds. I'm talking about watermelons with seeds. And I got down here, and if y'all want to get some of these seeds I got, connect with me on Facebook, give me our address or email, and I'll forward it to y'all for free. Compliments of A-Plus Fitness and Cleaning.
All right. Well, thank you, brother, and we definitely appreciate
you. Thank you, brother. You know, I just wanted to piggyback off the last two callers, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to say the first caller, you know, she was absolutely right, you know, on a couple of things, but the main thing is, we were just allowed in these hospitals, you know, so now we're parading around like they're really trying to do something for us. These machines aren't made for us. If we go through the hospital and look at their wall of funders and sponsors, yeah, none of them are for us. You know, yeah, their machines are purchased and calibrated for their kids, not for us. Sure. That never was our thing. And what the brother was just saying about the different foods and the fruits that boost your immune system, he's exactly right. But the main thing that boosts your immune system is to work on the pineal, the pineal gland, which in our bodies, melanated bodies, it's a gland and an organ because it produces and secretes. Now, we have melanin centers all over our body, and that's the main focal point for the immune system. So whenever you're talking about the immune system, you have to be talking about melanin and the pineal gland.
Yes. Absolutely. Indeed.
All right, we do have a couple more callers, so I'm trying to get through them. We got 12 minutes left on the live stream. If you're listening in through the live stream before the 12-minute mark is over, definitely want to call in and switch over. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Please get over to the call-in so we can still rock with y'all, even though the time may expire. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversation with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, what's good? It's Palmetto Star. I'm digging what you guys are doing, really informative. You know, I like all the information that I'm getting. The caller before just went over a couple of things, but I wanted to hear from you guys yourselves. Is there any, you know, we've been talking about foods that are not good for cancer and things of that nature and that foster that sort of, that growth to begin and sort of foster that that unhealthy thing. But is there any food that you would suggest to actually fight cancer and things of that nature?
I believe the brother that just spoke gave a lot of information as far as pertains to that, but the panel can speak on it.
Can I Am I off mute?
No, you're definitely on.
Okay. I just want to say that when the brother from D.C. just called in, peace to him and Mama LaVonna just called in, but what's important is when we talk about the ingestion of these vegetables, unfortunately, too, one of the things that we're dealing with, sometimes that I actually deal with, is digestive issues. So when we're talking about kale, because all of these foods should really be eaten raw, but if not, you know, lightly steamed. And I would say, though, the first thing should be, if that is the case, if you can't, we don't have to, and the doctors could correct me if I'm speaking it incorrectly, is the enzymes to break down the food and actually get the nutrition from it. Is that correct?
To pass on to the cells.
So there's a lot of digestive issues that we're having by the foods that we're ingesting and the way we eat and the chemistry of what we're eating, drinking while we're eating, and the times we're eating. It's such a, everything is a science for what's going on when we eat food. So we're jacking up our digestive systems.
Yeah.
So I would say that one of the best things we could do is juice. Juice,
mm-hmm.
because it's the blood of the plant going right into the bloodstream. So if your body has a hard time with digesting these leafy vegetables or fruits or whatever, the best thing we'll do is to juice it so it can go directly into the bloodstream and affect the cells that are cancerous.
Mm-hmm. And if I may, first I'd like to give a shout out to the Inside Body staff, you know, the Peaceful Healer, Althea King. And what I wanted to bring about is what Dr. Umo was saying earlier about the Reiki. It's something that I didn't mention about massage therapy. Massage therapy works wonders for that. You know, that helps with the stressful part of the situation,
mm-hmm.
gets you back to loving yourself. But as I was saying, there's no one body, there's no one diet, there's no one cure that fits all. And part of my 30-day challenge program, which is an alternative for people that's come to see me in my regular therapy sessions, you know, this is just something for them to do on their own. Part of the 30-day challenge is we give you the exact vitamin and mineral content that your body needs. Like the sister was saying, you know, the digestion is the major part of it. If you're eating the right things, but your colon is so backed up and saturated, you're not going to take in and ingest the proper vitamins and minerals that you need. So you can be eating all the right foods, but if you haven't addressed the system of your digestive system, it's not going to affect you. So what I would say, you know, this 30-day program is individualized, it's unique just for you. You can't go on the internet and find a cure for cancer, because if that was the case, everybody would be doing it.
Everybody would be good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, you know, I hope that answered your question. We do have 8 minutes left on the live stream, and if you would like to keep listening to this powerful show, because I'm sure we're going to go over. We do have a lot of callers to get through. So definitely call in, and call in number again is 917-932-8881. All right. We have a caller from the 862 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Markeisha. Hi.
Peace,
Queen. Hello. I'm tuned in, and I'm loving everything that I'm hearing. This call is very educational and informative. A lot of things that you all are speaking on, a lot of your typical individuals have no knowledge. I've learned and gathered a lot of information off of this call, and I'm just really appreciative of you all taking your time to give people this information. It's well needed in our communities, and just keep up the great work. Everyone did an awesome job.
Yes,
panel,
good thing.
The panel, you gave a lot of information on this call in such a small amount of time. You got so much out. Beautiful See Asia, I took advantage of the invite that you put on Facebook. That's how I found out about the call. So continue to do what you're doing. Queen, the show is awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to being on another call. How often does your show come on? Is this a weekly thing?
Every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our normal shows run about an hour, but we do specials like this where we do go over.
okay. Well, keep it up. This is very informative, and just keep up the great work, everyone, and get in the word out.
Give thanks, Queen.
Give thanks. On that note, me and Brother Kinsir are going to be doing a wonderful show coming up. Would you like to let everybody know about the show that we're going to be doing, or you want me to do it?
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
All right, we're going to be doing a wonderful show. It's going to be how to have holistic relationships and sex. So it's going to be a great, great show. That's on November 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be a great show. But again, we're going to have another great show next week and all throughout. But that's going to be a real, real great show to listen to. So definitely mark that down on your calendars if you're listening in now and you're enjoying this show. So again, we're going to get right back into the callers. Yes. We're going to get right back into the callers. Call us from the 508 area code. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject?
Peace, Queen. Hi, cousin. How are you?
Peace, cuz. How are you?
This is Jerrica. Peace to the panel. Hello, everyone.
Peace. Hello, Queen.
I am taught today, and I hope to take this information deeper. The only comment that came to mind listening to this wonderful, to all this wonderful knowledge, is that 4 years as a youth, I am only 21, but for years as a youth, I've been psyched out and laughed at and deceived out of the most simplest request for this knowledge. And I've always wondered what makes us so vulnerable to deception. And is it the same thing that makes us vulnerable to wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This needs to get out to more people my age, more people younger. And it's vital. It's vital because the blood of the fruit is not only in what we eat, but it's how we speak to each other. And that's why I listen and support. And I am impressed and appreciative every time I tune in.
Awesome.
I don't think that comment sparked any feedback.
Did. We all here and we're all supportive of everything that she just said. It's 100% wisdom. All right, cuz. Thank you. Much love. Big ups. And thanks for supporting the show.
You're all welcome.
Right.
Peace and love.
Peace, honey. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. We got a couple more callers. Caller from the 267 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Any comments or questions?
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
can.
Yes. Greetings and all and positive vibrations to the family. I'm glad I tuned in. This is your friend Danger Remy on Facebook, and I want to say a special shout out to the beautiful Ciesha and the Queen for having a great panel discussion tonight. And I just had a quick question, and this question is basically, does anyone know about any natural coming the earth naturally that may be actually in conflict with the body, or that could actually cause a cancer? For example, I had a post today on Facebook, speaking of which, and I mentioned about consuming turmeric, and somebody commented that turmeric was actually cancerous because turmeric being a hybrid root from ginger, that it has some properties to it that might not be
really wow.
Right now, every other research I've done on turmeric, I've seen any ill side effects other than maybe some nausea or maybe blood thinning if it's taken excessively. So, but I know that there are some things in nature that naturally can be
cancer.
Toxic. the man. And so that's what I was wanted to ask. Does anyone know of anything, to your knowledge, that might actually be cancerous?
Well, can I address that question?
Danger, thank you for that call.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say, first I want to echo what Brother Concius had said earlier, you know, mm-hmm. which is very, very important to take into consideration, which is that there is no cookie-cutter approach to cancer. You know, everybody's body is not the same. And so, you know, when hearing things like that, it's important to know, you know, whether or not whatever is being utilized is compatible with one's body. You know, if it's not compatible with your body, then all types of adverse effects can happen. You know, just like some people, the brother had called in and was talking about the wonderful benefits of watermelon. You know, but what if someone's allergic to watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's not beneficial to that individual, and then that can cause issues, you know. So that's the first thing I want to say to that. And the second thing I want to say is that we have to all keep in mind that a lot of the information that gets put out, you know, was not necessarily accurate. A lot of the research is not necessarily accurate. And we have to look at, you know, not only who is doing the research, but how the results were obtained, because I've seen a lot of false information get passed around through the years that I know to be false from my personal experience and from the personal experience of those who have taught me, those who I've been around, that I've seen passed around and distributed like it's a fact, you know. And so I've seen certain herbs be attributed to causing cancer and to developing tumors inside of the body, you know, which I will not mention here because I don't want to deter anyone from utilizing those herbs. But however, you know, when you look at how those results were obtained, were they obtained on people? No, they were obtained on lab rats. They were obtained in guinea pigs. They were obtained in what do you call those? Where they actually isolate the blood or blood cells, and they might add an extract or a very concentrated form of whatever plant that they're utilizing to obtain those type of results. Things that would not be in the normal scope of use for these particular herbs or the normal scope of use for these particular foods, you know. And so when you look at things like that, is that really an accurate read or even an assumption, you know, that this can really develop cancer or tumors inside of a normal person's or healthy person's body? And most of the time you'll find out that that's not really the case, and there's a lot of propaganda that's being put out to deter people from using natural remedies, from using holistic methods, and it's a mind control method, you know, so we can always feel dependent upon this allopathic system that really doesn't have or doesn't hold and implement the answers that we need.
Go ahead, sister.
Thank you, brother. And that was a powerful gem as well. But I also wanted to say, even with astrology, there's medicinal astrology, and what it does is, as we do know, I trust that all of us do know that as above, so below. So all of these, we're dealing with the four elements, fire, air, water, and earth. You know, there's also the elements dealing with iron and mercury and things of such. And these are planetary vibrations as well, too. So as we know, if there's a physical regimen that doesn't apply to everybody, then that's the same thing cosmically as well, too, meaning you all and we all have our own life path. There's the same message cannot be applicable to the next person. There's general laws, universal laws that applies to humanity and nature, but then there are definitely the specific ones based on individual people. And when you deal with, like, medicinal astrology, it talks about based on the elements that a person is metaphysically associated with, whether that's fire, air, water, earth, if they have more fire element in their character, more water with emotions, more more air, which is mental, and more earth, which is groundedness, stability, that also applies too with the planets that are associated. They're also associated with the minerals of the within us as well. So some people are metaphysically more prone to need more iron in their life, more minerals based on what their cosmic makeup is. And that's real talk. Like me, I'm a Libra, and that is associated, Venus, the planet Venus is associated with the kidneys, or Libra. I have had kidney issues. There's no real talk. So we, just as we say physically, there is a specific regimen for each individual. One regimen doesn't fit everybody. That's why it's important to know who you are metaphysically as well, too, so you know what it is that you're more prone to as well. You know what I mean? Even if you just go and study it for yourself, then you do the knowledge and you take it from there. So I just wanted to say that when I hear that being stated about the physical regimen is not prone for everybody, one universal one, that applies as well. Why I do this study, this science as well, is to teach people from an astrological perspective how they can help themselves medicinally as well. Don't go jump and drink turmeric because the next man is doing it. You have your own ailments that you'll be dealing with that was meant for you to deal with. So what are you going to do about that? So that's why I study what I study as well. Just wanted to put that out there.
And if I may, I just wanted to say real quick, addressing the turmeric. Turmeric is not a GMO. You know, we get on this kick that everything's GMO and man-made, genetically modified. What that is a derivative of the ginger plant. Just like ascorbic acid is a derivative of vitamin C. You know, protein, they're all, like your sister was saying, they're all drugs. They're taken from stuff. They're not necessarily made and produced. They're just taken away from, because vitamins and minerals come in families. And what they're doing is just separating the families and calling it something different. But another thing real quick, I just wanted to say, on my website at www.insidebodybyconcere.com, you'll find I have some herbal supplements on there that are formulated for our blood, for blood cleansers. It's a super weight loss treatment that cleanses three organs of the digestive system. And I also have a super energy formula that cleanses your system, that boosts your energy. But the main bottom line ingredient in those are blood cleansers. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Well, I hope that answers your question, brother. And so we can move on to the next caller, which is a caller from the 314 area code. Caller from the 314 area code.
You are live
with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, fam. How y'all doing? It's Sister Chris.
Peace, fam.
Hey. It's such a blessing to be on the call with you all. I've been listening to the show throughout. And just want to say mad love to all of you all. Have been instrumental in my transformation and my wellness. And I haven't had any issues with cancer. But just everything that I've learned and just being a part of you all, just, you know, meeting you all on Facebook and really how it's extended to the Wellness Expo that I'm doing here and just the information that has been put out there. I'm just grateful. I'm just overwhelmed with gratefulness right now and gratitude. The question that I wanted to pose is about dairy. I've had experience, and when I have a couple of clients who've had the experience of like blockage in their mammary glands and have been quick to want to run to get a mammogram or to try to figure out, you know, where does this blockage come from? Have you ever heard of dairy products causing blockages in the woman's lactation to where it causes pain and what feels like, I guess what seems like it would be a lump, but it really after detoxing, the pain and the what appears to be a lump at first, it goes away. And I've been, you know, I'm not a doctor. Everything that I know, I learned just from even being with Inside Body 30-Day Challenge, doing that, and then just all the, just really losing 70 pounds and really learning through my diet what was best for me and healing myself and, you know, allowing my body to heal itself. But at the same time, I am aware what, you know, certain things, how it affects the bodies. And I've been trying to, you know, really get some people to understand that dairy products are so harmful and that they can cause blockages in a woman's breast. What do you have to say? What do you, how do you feel about that?
Oh, yes. Dairy products can definitely cause blockages, not only in the breast and breast tissue, but also in the womb. You know, that's another correlated issue where dairy products are very prominent culprits, you know, in building a lot of mucus, leading to inflammation, and lead tumor formation. You know, dairy products have been linked with so many different diseases and disorders within the body, you know, but it all boils down to is not compatible with milk. Milk is not made for us to drink. You know, no other animal species drinks milk from another animal species. Mm-hmm. You know, so why is it that we drink cow's milk, you know, or eat products that are made from cow's milk? It's not compatible with our bodies. And when we're taking something in that's not compatible with our bodies and our body doesn't really know what to do with it, it has to either get rid of it or it's going to stay and cause problems. And that's what, you know, what happens with the dairy products when we consume those.
Isn't that true with even what they call the raw milk and the raw, what they call it, pasteurized cheeses? Okay, they have people believing that they can eat goat cheese or gorgonzola or all these other different cheeses. And it's like, no, that still doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love, Sister Chris.
Peace. Happy Earth Day.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, like the brother Yuma said, you know, no other animal drinks from another species' milk. And to add on to that, no other species drink milk as an adult. Now, as an adult, we won't even drink our own human milk. So why would we be drinking from other animals? All these processed cheeses and all of that, that's just to increase their industry. You know, if you grab a goat, they used to say lanolin was the best for your skin. That's because goats have lanolin and their hair is curly. And that's what the European Caucasian mindset wanted, that curly hair. So they're getting this stuff, their education from nature, just from watching the animals. On the farm,
wow,
nothing goes to waste. Nothing. So they try and find a way to utilize everything. They even put it in the food group. You know, Monsanto and the FDA are hand in hand. You know, they're the same. They're in the same building. They're the same corporation. You know, and there's no way that food and drugs go together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what we're learning how to eat from. You know, we're learning from these companies that only have corporate interests, not human interests, corporate interests. So like Yuma was saying, we have to definitely question the source. You know, where is this coming from and why?
And it's their education system. It's based on, like we said, I mean, you can't, you're giving a calcified perspective to a melanated populated society. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how does someone with, you know, how do we, that's why I say accountability. How do you allow the youngest species, no disrespect, I mean, it is what it is. I don't have to be racially offensive anymore because I know who we are and what we are. So the reality is, how do you allow the youngest species in humanity to educate the oldest? That's our fault. You know what I'm saying? So we've allowed them. They're experimenting. They are children of humanity, so they're experimenting. Apparently it was their time to be in power because it happened that way. But we allow children to educate the elders of humanity, and we're mad at them. No, it's got to be take it back, because that's what happened. They're experimenting. That's why everything is an experimentation, because they're learning, not us. We stopped listening to the messages within, and then we got upset at them when they're purely at a very experimental stage of everything. That's why they're so destructive, because that in order for them to learn, there's going to be that kind of thing that takes place, and humanity is one of the first lab rats that they will use in order to discover what they need for their survival. But we listen to that. So we have to stop listening to that because it does not correlate to the people who have melanin. This is simple. It's not offensive. It is what it is. Your message, your regimen doesn't apply to me. I can't listen to you. You want goat lanolin and shit to survive, and I don't even apply to you know, this ain't making no sense. You know, we just so happy to be accepted, so happy for
right,
the 60s to
right.
be equal. We in, like you said, in the hospital with him, on the same bus with him now and everything. That's low. That was a low self-esteem issue with the whole entire race of the original people. And so that's, now we have to know who we are and act as such and stop taking the regimen from those who are still experimenting. Simple.
Close that.
Right.
Thank you for that powerful question and inciting that powerful dialogue.
Thank you, Chris.
I'd like to share a little bit about the expo that you're putting together.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, this is our second one. Last we did it on October 13th. We had a wonderful time. It was well-received by the community. So we are actually willing to put this together once a month because the people came out with their notepads in hand. We got some of the best and the brightest from the St. Louis Holistic community that have been kind of, like, discouraged, thinking that St. Louis didn't want to be well. And based on everything that I've learned and all the encouragement from the brothers and sisters on the call, that, you know, this too can take place in the Midwest. St. Louis is like an empty canvas for me now, you know, that, you know, I've received the energy from the ancestors, past, present, and you know, it's like I've been lifted up by these brothers on the call and this wonderful sister, see Asia. They've just like been like the wind underneath my wings to help me get to where I am today and to just spread awareness. And I just feel like I know that we can get St. Louis well, it'll radiate from the Midwest throughout the rest of the nation. And I'm, you know, basically created a health initiative to bring wellness to the inner city because in our far out counties in this town, it's all over. You know, they're treating this in West County and the affluent neighborhoods where they're rich and powerful, but they're not bringing holistic wellness to the inner city where we spend more money on prescription drugs than we do on produce, you know. And it's like we have a produce stand, you know, we have a farmer's market coming where they're giving out coupons, you know, for $20 worth of produce for $10. And we have massage therapists and holistic healers coming and iridologists coming, and everybody's discounting their costs, their prices, because they want our people in our neighborhoods to feel this. And it was so beautiful to see the youth coming out like, what are y'all doing in there? You know, to see someone getting a massage where they're using Reiki, and to see to have Organo Gold in the house and to have Juice Masters in the house giving out fresh juices and smoothies and to have a raw food demonstration and then the fitness classes. It was a beautiful experience. So everybody was just like, you know, we have to do this again. So we are taking it to the streets. We're taking a health initiative to the streets, to the inner city. That's what we're doing. And I just give thanks that I have the support of everybody here on this call with others, you know, sending their love and energy from around the world. It's a beautiful experience.
Well, doing a great job up there in St. Louis, Sister Chris.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, thanks.
I want
I'm
you to get in contact with me. My email is taequeen, TAEQUEEN, @hotmail.com, and I definitely want to educate my listeners further on the things that you're doing out there. Okay, sis?
Peace and love, sis. I appreciate it. Type it up on the screen for me, and I got you. Thank you
so
much.
All right, will do. Okay, no problem.
Peace.
Peace.
One last caller. We're going to bring it all home. All right, this caller is from the 504 area code. Caller from the 504 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
What's up? This,
what's up?
Rayo King Supreme calling definitely with a comment. Much respect to everybody on the call tonight. I definitely just want to comment to those whoever listening. If you dealing with any kind of illnesses right now, you know, I mean, no doubt off top, you got to do and go the natural way. We all understand that, but like more than anything, meditation, meditate. Every day, figure day out. If it's no more than 10, 15 minutes, meditate yourself and close your eyes and envision yourself that you're well. You know, whatever section that you're dealing with, just vision blue healing energy, you know. And while you're doing that, what you're doing is you're talking to the subconscious, and the subconscious is what handles everything for us. You're breathing, your blood, your cells work. Your subconscious is going to hear you automatically, you dig? So much respect, more than anything. But as far as the physical, for any of those who having trouble, but, you know, trying to strive, like, definitely get off the meat, you know, because it's definitely a higher vibration taking place. And the meat ain't nothing but dark matter that's holding us down and holding yourself down, you dig? Get more into the veggie state. Definitely got alternatives out there you can turn to if you just can't straight off the meat, such as meatless chicken and all that. You know, you can go to your Whole Foods, but more than anything, just don't give up, you know, like just keep visioning yourself well, you're doing good, and think of it as a wall, like you got a wand inside, so you're drinking your juices, your raw juice, you're like, yeah, I'm knocking that down, like, you know,
yeah.
So just keep, you know, keep focused, you know, you're getting better every day, you're actually healing right now on this call, you know, so that's all I had to say, much respect. Again, my name is Ryosa King Supreme, you can find me on Facebook. Now, I'm definitely into holistic myself. I'm young at it, and definitely looking forward to teaching nations in the future. You know what I mean?
Much respect, King.
True, much respect.
Yes, my brother.
Peace.
All right. We're wrapping it up. No more calls. All right. So, any last words that anybody just wants to say? I want everybody to give out their information and their websites and all of that good stuff. I want to start with Beautiful C'Asia. Pieces. Still on the line?
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah. I want you to give out your information and let the listeners know how they can get involved in the movement.
Okay. Thank you to everybody that called in. Sister Chris, shout out to her. Shout out to the brothers and sisters and everybody called in. Shouts to you, Tay, for organizing such a, the chemistry of all of us has been awesome. So thank you for being on point with that, because not all panelists can pretty much get along due to the personalities. You know, everybody's information could be different, how we deliver it could be different. But I love the gel that came together tonight between us four, and I thank you for being so precise with knowing who to bring, the alchemy of bringing the message out there. Thank you for being so precise with a great collaboration to educate the people, including ourselves. So thank you for being on point with that. You can reach me on Facebook, brothers. I will be reaching out to you through By Way of the Sister tomorrow when our electricity get back on and everything, and we be resettled again, part of the Matrix. But a Beautiful C'Asia. I have a fan page, which beautiful, which is with a Y, and then I have the Beautiful C'Asia, which is my personal page on Facebook. You can reach me, and also a private group and fan page of my female and my sisterhood, rather. A queen by all means, we out there. A queen by all means, and also the NORC Anti-Violence Coalition. I'm the founder of A Queen By All Means, but also a co-chair for the NORC Anti-Violence Coalition fan page. So please look us up there. We're probably one of the most revolutionary people in the nation. We're doing the rallies for about 3 years now out in the streets. So please look me up. We're on YouTube. And A Queen By All Means at Yahoo.com. A Queen By All Means at Yahoo.com. Again, I'm Beautiful C'Asia. I'm going to get off this line. I don't have no more battery life, and I need a little more juice. So thank you so much, Queen, for this fabulous panel. I'll be listening to Archive this week. Peace to you, brothers. Love you very much. I'll be in contact with you. Thank you for what
peace,
you do.
Likewise, sis. Peace and blessings to you.
And I support you 1,000%. I'll be sure to promote your stuff in our group as well. So thank you, Tay. Thank you, sis. Love you for this. Thank you.
All right, be safe. All right. We're going to give it to Kinsir. Get all the information that you need, the shout-outs, the love, the websites, everything.
Okay, all right. Well, I'd like to give a shout out, you know, a lot of love to my panelists. I definitely learned a lot. You know, I went through an education myself here. Yuma, you know, you're on point as usual. The sister Ciesa, I learned a lot about astrology. You know, I didn't know she was that heavy with it, so I'm definitely going to be contacting her later. I also wanted to mention, you know, something she was saying. You know, it's not all the physical parts, not all of what you eat. You know, some of my patients, I have them with color therapy. You know, some of them, I have them sit in the mirror and do different sounds, you know, different vibrational tones, you know, that all goes to your organs. Because your organs are organs because they make sound. They make music. They're in harmony. And different sounds put them back in harmony. But my shout-outs, I definitely have to give a shout-out to my Inside Body family. You know, they've been supportive and do of this journey, of this movement, for a couple years now, so shout out to them. Shout out to my staff, you know, the Peaceful Healer out there, King, and she specializes in the massage and meditation, and that's a big part of the 30-Day Challenge program, the meditation. So you can go to my website, www.insidebodybyconsider.com. You know, you can read a little more about her, a little more about me, and get involved in the 30-Day program. And also on the website, there's I have my herbal garden where I formulate different formulas, different herbs that go to target different body systems, you know, different things that you want to do to encourage your goals. You know, if you want to get off meat, if you want to lose weight, different things. Just go on the website, check out the different herbs available. Also, I have a DVD out that goes into a lot of things that we talked about here. It's about hours worth of information. You know, I just tipped the iceberg of everything. So you might want to check that out also. And a final note, you know, we do our show next week or in November. I'm excited about that. We're going to change gears a little bit. This cancer thing is something near and dear to me, you know, so I have my game face on and everything. But the next time I'll be on the show, we're going to have a little fun with it. You know, we're going to talk about something that we all know or think we know, but we love to do. You know, it's holistic sex and relationships. You know, you can't have one without the other. Nope. So I'm very interested to get back on the show and talk about that. But it was definitely an honor and a pleasure to be on the show, and I thank you for the invite.
Okay, definitely no problem, and thank you for being here. All right, Dr. Yuma, it's up to you.
Yes. Well, definitely, first and foremost, big shout and love to my family, to my extended family. You know who you are as well, for those listening and those not listening. Definitely appreciate all that has been brought into my presence through your existence. My ancestors, have to give a shout out to my ancestors who are not here, who helped to shape and mold me into who I am as well. Secondly, giving thanks to you, Sister Tay, you know, for putting together another excellent program, and I'm in full support, as you know, and I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, you know, and things are going to go nowhere but upwards. And big shouts to Brother Concier, definitely, man. That's my brother there. You know, I always run into him out in the field, even though we're in two separate areas. But, you know, we always cross paths every so often, and I see the brother doing great and positive things, and, you know, hoping to connect with him in the future. Big shout to Sister Ciesa, you know, looking forward to connecting with her in the future as well. I've been following her for maybe about a year or so. I think around the last breast cancer walk time frame or something, and I saw she was doing an event. And, you know, just want to acknowledge the work that I see that, you know, our people are out here actually putting in and trying to work towards increasing awareness and increasing our people's ability to heal ourselves. You know, so big shouts and big love to all of the holistic healers, the health stores, here in the D.C. metropolitan area, Baltimore, Grindhouse Juice Bar, Land of Kush, Dynamic Wellness, food co-ops, etc. Shout out to my community out in Mount Vernon, New York, my people in the Bronx, etc. And my personal information, I can be reached by phone at area code 202-469-0264 between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My website is yew360.com, yew360.com. That's U360, Holistic Health and Wellness website, with which I'm the co-founder along with my wife. And I can also be reached on Facebook, facebook.com/DOCTAYEW. facebook.com/DOCTAYEW. That's Dr. U. And also by email at DRYEW@YMail.com. DRYEW@YMail.com. And last but not least, I want to give thanks for the opportunity for being part of this program and getting to share and to learn, to be reminded of, you know, different aspects of this particular topic in healing. And I wish the best to anyone out there, anyone who needs assistance, feel free to reach out to any one of us, and we'll be glad to assist you. I speak on behalf of all of us because I know all of our spirit. I give thanks for that. Peace and blessings, family.
Peace, and thank you, Brother Yuma. Definitely our resident health expert. All right. So I'm going to wrap the show up. And it's been a pleasure spending this time with you here on Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in next week because we will be interviewing a great hip-hop artist, True God, and that is going to be an on-point, correct show. So definitely, definitely do come back. Check us out at facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Also, check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/CWTQupdate. And that's where you can catch all our exclusive videos. I'm uploading videos. You can also follow our Conversations with the Queen Fitness Challenge, all that great stuff. Also, don't forget to follow our blog, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, that's it, y'all. And I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Lyra, one of my favorite South African artists. I'm not even going to attempt to say that name because it's a South African word and you have to click at the beginning. All right, so it's going to be a great song to play us out. All right, peace and blessings.